this is your Polycast for Tuesday, June 28th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Governor Dayton heads overseas, and the Minnesota Lynx head to the White House. Governor Mark Dayton is headed to Croatia later today to celebrate the country's 20-year relationship with the Minnesota National Guard. Tim Pugmire reports.
The partnership between Minnesota and Croatia began in 1996 as a way to train the newly independent country's military. The training helped Croatia to join NATO. There are also civilian ties. Minnesota National Guard spokesman Colonel Kevin Olson said the program linked Croatian officials with the city of St. Paul to discuss flood recovery issues and with the University of Minnesota to discuss cybersecurity.
This military-to-military state partnership program has really bore real fruit for not only the National Guard and the Croatian Armed Forces, but for their country and the state of Minnesota.
Governor Dayton will lead a state delegation of more than 40, including military and civilian representatives. He's scheduled to return July 3rd. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And before the governor leaves, he's set to announce his appointment to the Minnesota Supreme Court, filling a vacancy created by the retirement of Associate Justice Christopher Dietzen. Back in March, Dietzen announced he would retire on August 31st rather than run for re-election this year and then face mandatory retirement next year. With today's appointment, Dayton will have named four of the High Court's seven members. The State Board on Judicial Selection announced three finalists for the job earlier this month. They are Minnesota Court of Appeals Chief Judge Edward Cleary, 6th District Court Judge James Flory, and 4th District Judge Ann McKeag. Advocates for hourly workers say they've collected enough signatures to put a $15 an hour minimum wage on the November ballot in Minneapolis. They say they will turn in a petition on Wednesday that includes 20,000 signatures, three times the number required to put the question on the ballot. Karen Marty, an attorney from Bloomington, believes the issue will go before voters.
There is case law that's quite clear that if a group of citizens does put together a sufficient petition for a proposed charter amendment, that proposal must go on the next ballot.
Marty and other supporters of the wage increase say no state or local laws prohibit the proposed charter amendment. Some local business owners have raised concerns about a higher minimum wage, saying it could make labor costs too high. Jury deliberations begin today in the case of Jordan Davis. The Minneapolis police officer is facing multiple federal criminal charges that he conspired to commit mail fraud and misuse taxpayer funds. Brant Williams reports.
In his closing arguments, defense attorney Fred Bruno rejected accusations that Davis worked a no-show job to supplement his salary as a cop. Prosecutors say Davis received a manager's salary to work at an ice cream store run by Community Action of Minneapolis, but did nothing. Bruno compiled a list of 14 different duties or tasks Davis performed. However, former employees at the ice cream store testified they rarely saw Davis do any work. Prosecutors say Davis conspired with his father, Bill Davis, the CEO of Community Action of Minneapolis, to commit mail fraud and steal more than $140,000 in taxpayer funds. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
The Minnesota Lynx will try to resume their winning ways tomorrow night when they take on the New York Liberty at Target Center. The Lynx started off the 2016 WNBA season with a record-breaking 13-game winning streak that ended with a loss on Friday. But the team is still celebrating its record and being celebrated. President Obama once again welcomed the team to the White House, where yesterday he honored the Lynx for their league championship victory last fall. Matt Sepik has more.
The Lynx victory in the WNBA Finals last October was their third in 5 years. But unlike the team's routs in three games of the Atlanta Dream in 2011 and 2013, the Lynx had to work a lot harder last year. The championship series against the Indiana Fever went to a full 5 games. With Coach Cheryl Reeve at his side in the East Room yesterday, President Obama noted that Game 5 got off to a bleak start for star players Lindsey Whalen and Maya Moore.
Lindsey sprained her ankle. Maya was trying to find her rhythm. But in the second half, the Lynx started to gain some steam. Simone finished with 16 points. Sylvia Foles had 20. They pulled away, won the championship by 17 points.
Obama also noted that this year marks the 20th anniversary of the WNBA. He credited founding players for inspiring the current crop, and the president said the link's support of breast health awareness and the Twin Cities Boys and Girls Club makes them champions off the court as well.
These women and women across the WNBA are setting their own outstanding example for girls who are growing up today. And they're aware of the responsibilities that come with that. As Maya says, we're not super rich like the guys, but money is not everything when you're talking about dynasties and legacies and inspiring young women and men and opening people's minds. Although money is useful too. And I am for equal pay for equal work.
This was the Link's third visit to the White House, something guard Lindsay Whalen pointed out just before presenting Obama with a team jersey.
The invitation definitely stands for you to come to our house. So, whose house?
Our house.
Okay, so invitation stands.
At their house, Target Center, the Link take on the New York Liberty tomorrow night for the third time this season, having defeated them twice already this year in New York. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.